Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Eastern time, and 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit 4, anti-aging. These calls happen Monday through Friday at this time, where our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts. And we are thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit 4, anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. Sometimes you can find them on other podcast services as well. Just thought I'd let you know that in case you have a different one that you prefer over SoundCloud. And if you're listening to this as a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And we would be delighted to have you come join our crew of TR90 people who are switching over to a lifestyle that's healthier and better for them. For those of you that do not know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. And as I said, you can dial into 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for that conference code, put in 910022 to join us live. And we would be delighted to have you join us. I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise. Going back more than four decades, I grew up on a farm, had grandparents that were not in the best of health, even as farmers, and so I really did not want to travel down some of the health challenges that they had. And so I've done many things over the years to improve my health and make sure I stay good and healthy and not have to have some of the things happen to me that has happened to them. With that being said, when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it is your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals because it'll still work. My personal experience, and your experience may vary, was about 35 to 40% of the time I had to take it with my meals. As a substitute teacher, I never know when my meals are going to be, especially breakfast and lunch, because, well, I may be grabbing breakfast on the run, and it may be that lunch is being held off because I'm dealing with kids that are needing some extra TLC, and so I never knew when breakfast and lunch were going to be, so it did kind of throw things into a whirl. So I took them with my meals. I had really good results. After about 6 months, I actually lost about 20 body inches. Didn't lose a single ounce because I was already exercising about 4 hours a week. Don't have to exercise quite that hard, but my personal experience, that's what, for me, worked. So taking those supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you have to, take them with your meals because it still works. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. That will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals, and fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. For that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for those purposes. And if you're getting all that fiber, well, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. You can definitely do more than that. Less is not recommended. So that 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise, you can chunk that up into a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks. whatever suits your lifestyle, whatever gets you up and moving. It's the exercise for you, something that gets you excited and really fired up and wanting to move. And if you're doing all that moderate to heavy exercise, then you need to think about hydration. That hydration baseline starts at 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you should be starting out with 50 ounces of water and then bumping it up from there, depending on whether you're exercising heavily, because you could lose up to a quart in an hour of body moisture, or due to humidity, which, depending on where you're at in the United States, could definitely easily happen. So staying well hydrated is really important. It clears out toxins. It does a lot of things. So getting proper hydration really is a good step. And the last thing that I have found over my many years is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That sleep can be, it does a multitude of things. It clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores memories, just does a multitude of things while you're sleeping. And various things happen in various stages of sleep. If you're having trouble sleeping, if you go back and listen to any of the podcasts from August or September of 2023, where I was the host, lots of information on what to do if you're not able to sleep, what micronutrients you might be missing, and what might help you to actually push you into getting that good quality sleep. It really sets your brain up for making really great decisions for the next couple of days, in addition to everything else. So with that being said, today's information is coming from a book called Eat to Live by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N, M-D. And I'm always looking for additional information and recipes that will help support our TR90 lifestyle. Joel Furman believes in a nutrient-rich diet. He actually coined the phrase G-bombs, which stands for greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds, because those are all very nutrient-dense. And I'm actually sharing a couple more recipes out of here that are main dish recipes today. On Wednesday, I actually shared about simple bean burgers, spinach and Brussels sprouts, marinara, and Thai vegetable curry. Today, I'm going to be sharing the last two of his main dish recipes, which happens to be vegetable bean burrito and vegetable omelet. And I hope that this will help tantalize your taste buds. So that vegetable bean burrito, it serves 6 people. You start with 2 to 3 tablespoons of water, 1 head of broccoli florets that have been chopped, 1/2 head of cauliflower florets chopped, 2 carrots chopped, 3 medium red bell peppers seeded and chopped, 1 medium zucchini chopped, 1 medium onion chopped, 4 cloves of garlic that have been chopped, 1 1/2 tablespoons of Dr. Furman's veggie zest or other no-salt seasoning. I prefer Penzi's, but whatever floats your boat. 1 teaspoon of dried basil, 1 teaspoon of dried oregano, 1 teaspoon of dried parsley, 1 cup of raw cashews, and 1/2 cup of unsweetened soy, hemp, or almond milk. 1 1/2 cups of cooked pinto beans or 1 15-ounce can of no-salt added or low-sodium pinto beans that have been drained and rinsed, and 6 whole wheat tortillas. And I'm going to read through that recipe, those recipe ingredients again. And he likes to do everything with a water saute rather than an oil saute. 2 to 3 tablespoons of water, 1 head of broccoli florets chopped, 1/2 head of cauliflower florets chopped, 2 carrots chopped, 2 medium red bell peppers seeded and chopped, 1 medium zucchini chopped, 1 medium onion chopped, 4 cloves of garlic chopped, 1.5 tablespoons of Dr. Furman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning, 1 teaspoon each of dried basil, dried oregano, and dried parsley, 1 cup of raw cashews, 1/2 cup of unsweetened soy, hemp, or almond milk, 1 1/2 cups of cooked pinto beans, or 1 15-ounce can of no salt added or low sodium pinto beans that have been drained and rinsed. Personally, I would actually cook those beans up in a pressure cooker ahead of time, rinse them, and then portion them out and freeze them and pull them out as I needed them out of the freezer. 6 whole wheat tortillas or 1 large romaine lettuce or large romaine lettuce leaves. Place 2 tablespoons of water, the cauliflower, the carrot, bell pepper, zucchini, onion, garlic, veggie zest, your basil, oregano, and parsley in a large covered pot. Saute for about 15 minutes or until tender, adding more water if needed. In the meantime, place the cashews and the milk in a food processor or a high-powered blender. Blend until smooth. Add the cashew mixture and the beans to the vegetables and mix thoroughly. Spread the mixture on the tortillas and roll up to form burritos. If you're using the romaine leaves, you can use those instead of your tortillas for if you happen to be gluten-free. Okay, next recipe actually is the vegetable omelet. This serves 2 people. Your ingredients are 1 medium onion diced, 1 medium green or red bell pepper seeded and diced, 1 1/2 cups of chopped shiitake mushrooms, I believe those are fresh, 1 cup of diced fresh tomato, 1/4 teaspoon of dried basil, 4 eggs that have been beaten, black pepper to taste, which is optional. So those ingredients again are 1 medium onion diced, 1 medium green or red bell pepper seeded and diced, 1 1/2 cups of chopped shiitake mushrooms, 1 cup of diced fresh tomato, 1/4 teaspoon dried basil, 4 eggs that are beaten, and black pepper to taste, which is optional. Lightly wipe a skillet with olive oil, saute the onion, bell pepper, mushrooms, and tomato over medium heat for about 10 minutes or until tender. Add the basil and eggs and cook over medium-high heat until done, which is about 8 minutes, turning over with a spatula halfway through the cooking. Sprinkle with black pepper if desired. So I hope you found those 2 recipes of interest. Monday, we'll be jumping into what he considers to be some dessert recipes, and some of them look quite tasty, and hope you have a great weekend. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. I'll be back on Monday, and we'll have Frank up on Tuesday again next week. Make it a great day, and I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have as soon as I get us all off of mute. Remember how to do this. Sorry, my phone went to sleep on me, and I had to put in the code to open it up again. So I hope that you found those 2 recipes of interest to you. I know I will be trying them both out to see how well I like them and see if I can include them into my lifestyle. If there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this for the weekend. Have a great week. We've got a beautiful sunrise happening here in Portland, Oregon. And if you want to leave me a message, if you're one of my shy people, you can send me a text to 503-502-4863 and just let me know you're part of the TR90 group, and I would love to connect with you.